Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Giant Sock. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The Hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for a bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh. Today on the ship, it is terribly windy and rainy. You might even say it was quite a grumpy day because all the clouds looked rather angry.
Ooh.
All the Jifflings worked very quickly, making sure everything was safe in case the grumpy day turned into a blustering storm. Young Pumpkin and Friedeline were securing the sails so the wind didn't blow the ship off course.
Wouldn't it be fun if we got blown right around the sea and into the mouth of a whale? No, young pumpkin. And you must not make believe whilst we are doing the important work. You must concentrate.
Young Pumpkin knew that was true, so he bent down and tied his sail securely to the mast. But suddenly, the sail blew back and nearly hit him right in the face.
Oh! Hey, sorry about that, young pumpkin. I'm just borrowing one of your ropes here to tie me garden fence down so it doesn't blow away. But Albert, we need the rope for the sails. Yeah, the rope has a use here, Albert. You must not just snaffle it away.
Albert jiffled off, grumbling a little. He didn't want his garden fence to blow away in the storm, after all. Then he spotted Miss Katie and Hedge, who had just finished having a funny Jiffling shoe party. Quick, Hedge! We'd better bring all these special boots and shoes inside now, before the storm gets worse.
Like, totally, man.
So Miss Katie and Hedge quickly gathered up the Jiffling shoes, but before they could take them inside, Albert sneaked over and grabbed a pair of Hedge's deck shoes.
Hey, like, where are you taking my shoes, man?
Well, I just need to borrow the laces, Hedge, to stop me fence from blowing away.
But our laces keep our lovely shoes on nice and tight, Albert. They're important.
What about me fence?
Albert gruffled off again. His mood was almost as grumpy as the weather now. Then he spied a slightly soggy dress hanging on the Jiffling washing line.
Well, if that's still not been brought in, then that cannot be important. Which means I can use it to tie me fence together.
And that's just what Albert did. He took the drippy wet dress off the washing line and wrapped it proudly around his garden fence, making sure that it wouldn't blow away in the wind. But then...
Oh, that's my dress, Albert! What have you done with it?
I'm sorry, Miss Katie. I didn't think it was very important, really. Here, let me get it back for you.
Albert reached over and pulled at the dress, but...
Oh no! It's ripped right down the middle!
Oh gosh! That sound meant an object which was lost or thrown away on Earth had found its way into their net, and now they all had to heave it in together before the weather got any worse. The object fell onto deck with a slop. It was quite wet from having been in the sea, and it was rather fuzzy and woolen.
Huh! I think this is a great big towel for drying our soft jiffling fur after we have the bubbly jiffling bath time.
Ooh, I think it's a magic carpet for going on zoomy sky rides around the whole of Dilstonia.
Then Hedge stepped forward, for he knew just what the object was. He snoozily stumbled up onto the story seat and began the day's tale.
This is the giant Sark.
Arr.
Once, on a big mountain, there lived a whole village of elves and fairies who all worked very hard to make their little town nice. They painted their houses and swept the streets. And at the end of each day, they all enjoyed a lovely, delicious dinner together. And right at the top of the mountain lived a giant called Jolene.
Ha!
And she loved nothing more than lolloping down the mountain to see her friends in the village.
Ooh.
Well, one day during the winter time, Jolene went to the village to have dinner with her friends. But by the time she got there, the snow had made her big bare feet rather chilly. So she walked over to the barn where the villagers kept all their food.
Oh, hello,
said Jolene.
My massive feet are cold. Pass me one of those grain sacks, will ya? They'll make fantastic giant socks.
And before any of the elves or fairies could answer, Jolene picked up a huge grain sack, emptied the grain all over the floor, and shoved her big foot right into the empty sack.
Hooray! This is the perfect giant sock. Ha!
Well, the elves and the fairies looked at all the grain all over the floor, and they shook their heads.
Jolene! 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 Please don't take our grain sack!
Now all our food is ruined on the dirty floor. What are we going to have for dinner?
Then Jolene felt bad, because instead of asking, she had just taken the sack, and now her friends were upset. So, because there was nothing to eat for dinner, Jolene shuffled back up the cold, snowy mountain, and halfway up, her new sack sock fell off her big, hairy foot. But Jolene didn't even notice, because she was too busy wishing she had been a little more thoughtful.
Ooh, and now the giant sock has ended up here, so we have to use it again.
Yes, young pumpkin, but what could it possibly be?
What about a big furry rug to put on the floor in the jiffling bedroom?
Perhaps, Friedeline. But then Albert stepped forwards.
Whoop.
He picked up Miss Katie's tattered dress and grabbed hold of the sock.
Well, why don't I use this sock to patch up the tear in Miss Katie's dress? That way, it'll be even more special, because it'll be a magical giant's dress.
Yeah.
Yay! And if there's any sock left over, maybe we can use it on your fence, Albert. Oh, that's so kind of you both. I think that would make Jolene very happy. And so Albert did exactly as he said, and he fixed Miss Katie's dress and sewed it up to look really fantastic. And when Miss Katie did a twirl, she thought she might like it even more than before. Then all the jifflings helped tie down Albert's fence, and afterwards they huddled inside to drink some warm jiffling cocoa before it got too wet and windy. And pretty soon, it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedeline.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings? Yeah, like this one from Canada. It says, "Hi, my name is Kiapa Amaya. I'm 7 years old and I live in Burnaby. I love your stories. I love to hear all about Jifflings before I go to bed. My favourite character is Miss Katie. I can never sleep until I hear a story from this podcast. Thank you so much, and I hope we can hear more and more interesting stories from you."
Well, thank you very much. What a lovely review. Yeah, that is very nice. And so is this one. It says, "My name is Marion, and I am 6 years old. I live in Scotland. My favourite character is Friedeline. Miss Katie makes me laugh, and so does Hedge. I really like listening to your stories. My favourite episode is The Little Bell."
Like, thank you, Marion. That was a super special review, man.
Ooh, it certainly was. And we'd also like to say a big special hello to Harper and Emerson in America, and also Teasel and Nell in the UK, and to everyone else who sent us an email or left us a review.
Yes, thank you all very much. We really do love to hear from everyone. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thejifflings@gmail.com. Also, if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye!